Kleine Woorden, Episode 4, Another Little Dutch Word, Well. Three letters, spelled U-E-L. Honest framing. Well doesn't actually win the Dutch particle popularity contest. Even Mar and Hoor are probably out there logging more reps in any given conversation. But Well takes the prize for hardest to translate and most fun to explain. It's the rhetorical wizard of the family. There's no clean English equivalent, which is exactly why catching it is the tell of a fluent learner. For each use, we'll do a drill. Hear an example at normal speed. Take a beat to say it back yourself. Then hear it again, slowed down. First use, well as the comeback to a negative. If someone says you didn't do something, and you did, you fire back well. It's the Dutch equivalent of the English playground retort. Did so, am to, can to. English doesn't really formalize this in its grammar. Dutch builds it right in. Picture a quick exchange. Someone says, you didn't call me. Your reply, ik heb je wel gebeld. Ik heb je wel gebeld. I did so call you. The well slots between j, the object, and gebeld, the past participle, the verb form ending in ge. It turns a flat statement into a corrective. Second use, well as plain emphasis, close to English actually, or indeed. Used to confirm something is true, often a little against the surrounding conversation's grain. Try this one. Dat is wel waar. Oh. Dat is wel waar. That is actually true. You're conceding a point. Without well, the sentence is flat agreement. With well, you're underlining. Yes, despite what was just said, this much is true. Third use. Well as a soft hedge. Quite, rather, pretty, softens a claim into something measured. Hugely common in casual conversation because Dutch is built for understatement. Speakers reach for the hedge constantly. Drill this. Het smaakt wel goed. Het smaakt wel goed. It tastes pretty good. Important nuance. Well goed doesn't mean really good. It means good, with reservations. Measured approval. Drop the well and you get het smaakt goed. Stronger praise. Add well and you've hedged. Fourth use. Well paired with Ian's, that's the same Ian's we covered in episode 5 on Nog, means ever or at some point. The pair sits in the middle of a question. Try this question. Ben je wel eens in Parijs geweest? Ben je wel eens in Parijs geweest? Have you ever been to Paris? The well-ons combo asks if something has happened at any point in the past. Drop it, and you'd just be asking, have you been to Paris? Present perfect, less open-ended. Fifth use. Well in set reassurance phrases. The classic, the Dutch verbal pat on the back. Practice this. Het komt wel goed. Het komt wel goed. It'll be fine. It'll work out. You'll hear this constantly. From friends when you're stressed. From doctors. From anyone trying to calm you down. The well makes it more reassuring than a bare het komt goed. There's an implicit don't worry tucked inside the particle. Two more stock phrases worth filing. Well, nee. Well, no, not really. Well, j'ai. Well, yes, sure. Soft replies that buffer the edges of a yes or no. Five uses. One little word. The trick with well is that you don't translate the word, you translate the sentence. Find the tone the speaker is going for. Contradicting, emphasizing, hedging, asking, reassuring. And well will sit in the right slot for that move. Today's Brugel proverb. De kat de bel aanbinden. De kat de bel aanbinden. Literally, to bind the bell on the cat. Meaning, to take on the risky public task that nobody else dares. The job everyone agrees needs doing, but nobody wants to be first. Example. Iemand moet de kat de bel aanbinden. Someone has to take the plunge. Prettige dag verder.